All right, let's dive in. Today, we're looking at how those central banks, the ones always messing with interest rates, might be shaking up the commodity futures market, maybe even in ways they haven't thought about. We're cracking open this paper. It's called
Liquidity, Monetary Policy, and the Commodity Futures Market,
Yeah, that's the one.
written by Maruna Daniela Ivan, Chiara Banti, and Neil Kellard.
Those names ring a bell.
They might. They're pretty big in the world of finance research.
So right away, this abstract, it throws us a curveball. It's saying there's this hidden channel. They're calling it the DLTC, the what is it?
Directional liquidity-based transmission channel.
Right, the DLTC, where those interest rate changes, they directly hit how easily assets can be traded.
Yeah.
And that ends up, of course, messing with prices. We're
Yeah.
gonna break this DLTC down, like how it works. And the bigger question,
Yeah, so what?
exactly, what does it mean for anyone, really? Anyone playing in the commodity market, whether you're an investor or a producer or, someone like me, just trying to keep up.
It really does challenge that traditional view of how monetary policy affects things. We often think big picture, inflation, economic growth, but this research, it's saying, hold on, these micro-level market dynamics, and especially liquidity, they're playing a big role too.
Okay, so before we get lost in the weeds, can we just level set here. What do we even mean by liquidity when we're talking about this stuff?
Okay, think of it like this. Some markets, they're like a smooth lake, right? Super easy to, sail across. Others are like a rough ocean. Any little move and you've got waves crashing everywhere, that's basically liquidity in action. In a market with good liquidity, you buy and sell without causing huge price swings. But when that liquidity dries up, things get volatile, and that's where our friend the DLTC steps in.
And this paper, it's arguing that when those central banks hike up interest rates, it's like they're sucking the liquidity right out of that commodity futures market and making it more expensive, riskier to trade.
Exactly. And they really dive deep into the mechanics of it, looking at how higher rates impact the cost of funding a margin account. That's key for trading futures.
Okay, yeah, I see how that could be a real pain for investors. But how did these researchers, how did they prove this connection? What'd they do?
Oh, they took a very thorough approach. They analyzed data, daily data on prices and trading volume for a whole bunch of different commodity futures. We're
Yeah.
talking oil, gold, corn, soybeans, the whole shebang. This data spanned from 2000 to 2008.
So they were really focusing in on that time when it was mainly conventional monetary policy, right?
Yeah, before all the craziness of quantitative easing and all those other tools they've come up with.
Smart move, isolating the impact.
Yeah, precisely. And to really zero in on that cause and effect relationship, they used something called an event study analysis. They looked at what happened right after those FOMC announcements.
FOMC for anyone who doesn't know.
That's the Federal Open Market Committee, the folks who set those interest rates.
Right.
And to make sure they weren't picking up noise from other market events, they went a step further. They used a two-stage approach. It's a mouthful, but it's called a high-frequency instrumental variable estimator, HFIV for short.
Okay, so some serious statistical firepower to make sure their findings were legit. But what about the trading volume itself? How do you measure that across so many different commodities? They're all so different.
Right. Well, they started with the number of contracts traded for each commodity future, multiplied that by the contract size, then by the settlement price. That gives you a dollar volume, which they converted to a logarithmic scale. Just makes it easier to work with.
So they created a way to compare liquidity across all those different commodity markets of common language. Now, this is where I bet things start to get interesting. What did they actually find?
Well, the big takeaway is when you have those unexpected monetary policy contractions, when they hike those rates, it generally leads to a drop in trading volume for commodity futures, which, when you think about it, makes sense. Trading is pricier, fewer people are going to do it. But here's where things get really interesting. They found that this drop in trading volume, in liquidity, it hits those commodity futures prices way harder when central banks are tightening policy, like a 1-2 punch. Higher rates make trading more expensive, and then bam, that drop in liquidity pushes prices down even further.
So it's not just those interest rates sort of indirectly affecting commodity prices through, those big macroeconomic things.
Right.
They're also doing this direct thing to market liquidity, which then just amplifies the whole price move.
You got it. That's the core of the DLTC. It's like this hidden lever the central banks might be pulling without even fully getting the consequences.
Now that's what I call an aha moment.
Yeah.
But okay, let's be real. This all sounds kind of theoretical. Did they find anything like real world proof to back up this DLTC idea?
Oh, they did. To test the DLTC, they looked at whether the impact of monetary policy, so on those commodity futures returns, varied depending on how much liquidity was already in each market. Remember, the theory says that if a market's already really liquid, lots of trading volume, it should be more sensitive to these interest rate-driven liquidity shifts.
Yeah, makes sense. If a market's already hard to trade in, then any more drop in liquidity is going to really whack those prices around.
Bingo. And that's what their findings show. They saw a clear pattern. When monetary policy's tightening up, those declines in commodity futures returns, they were way bigger for commodities that had that higher trading volume to begin with. Those calm lake markets, suddenly things got a lot choppier when the Fed started hiking those rates.
So it's not like all commodities are created equal when it comes to this DLTC. Some are way more susceptible to those liquidity shocks. But okay, is this effect symmetrical? If they ease up on monetary policy, does the opposite happen? Does liquidity get a boost and prices go up?
That's where it gets even more interesting. They didn't find much evidence at all that when monetary policy eased up, you know, with those rate cuts, that it had any big effect on liquidity or those commodity futures returns. It's like the market, it really reacts to bad news, those higher rates, way more than it does to good news.
Whoa, that asymmetry is pretty wild. That like pushing on a string, right? Just like the paper mentioned, central banks, they might have less power to, you know, pump up those markets than they think, even with those rate cuts. But when they tighten, watch out.
Yeah, it really highlights how there can be those unintended consequences, especially with all the aggressive rate hikes we've seen lately. But remember, this study, it's looking back at a time before quantitative easing was a big thing.
Yeah, the QE elephant in the room.
Yeah.
So how does this DLTC even work when central banks are actively pumping liquidity into the whole system? Could QE kind of cancel out those negative liquidity effects of the rate hikes?
That's a great question, and it needs more research for sure. It's possible QE could soften some of those liquidity pressures, or maybe could even create a whole new set of weird distortions. Who knows?
So let's get practical here. What does this all mean for the folks actually in the commodity game? The investors, the producers, the policymakers, everyone.
It means they got to be way more aware of this liquidity side of monetary policy. It's not just about guessing future commodity prices based on supply and demand. It's also about understanding how those central bank actions can directly hit how easy and expensive it is to trade those commodities.
Like, imagine you're a farmer trying to hedge your wheat crop. You're using those futures contracts, and all of a sudden, bam, the Fed announces this surprise rate hike. Liquidity dries up, your hedging costs go through the roof, and your whole plan just goes kaput.
Exactly. That DLTC, it adds a whole new layer of complexity and risk to the whole commodity market equation. Investors need to consider how those interest rate moves might impact the liquidity and so the volatility of what they're trading. Especially if they're using index funds or ETFs, those can be super sensitive to those liquidity shifts.
Got it. Check the liquidity sensitivity before jumping into that commodity ETF. Now, what about the folks producing this stuff? The farmers, the miners, the energy folks? What's the message for them?
They need to be super careful with those hedging strategies, especially when central banks are on one of their rate hiking sprees. A sudden liquidity drop can make it a lot harder or more expensive to hedge well using those futures contracts.
So that nice predictable price they thought they'd locked in, it could just disappear when liquidity dries up, leaving them exposed to those price swings. That's gotta hurt.
You said it. They might want to look at other hedging tools or maybe spread their risk across different contract maturities just to try and soften that liquidity risk.
Sounds like the DLTC throws a whole new wrench into their risk management plans.
It does. But understanding this dynamic can help them make smarter choices and hopefully avoid some nasty surprises down the line.
Okay. And finally, what about the big dogs, the central banks calling the shots on those interest rates? What should they be learning from all this?
This research shows them that monetary policy, it's not just about those big picture targets like inflation and unemployment. Their actions, they can have these unintended side effects in specific markets, like those sudden drops in liquidity we've been talking about.
It's like they're playing a high stakes game of pool, trying to sink that inflation ball, but they might be sending other balls flying off in directions they didn't even expect.
Huh. I like that. And this DLTC, it gives them a framework to understand those potential ripple effects, especially now as they're trying to figure out this whole new world of tighter monetary policy.
So it's a call for more, I don't know, more thoughtful policymaking. No more playing pool with blinders on, right?
Exactly. The DLTC shows how important it is to really think about those potential market-specific consequences every time they make an interest rate decision.
Well, I think we can all agree this has been a pretty eye-opening deep dive. We found this hidden channel, the DLTC, where those interest rate changes can create these waves of liquidity in commodity markets.
Right.
And often, those effects aren't symmetrical, which makes it even harder to predict what's going to happen.
And remember, this research, it was focused on a time when monetary policy was more conventional. It makes you wonder, how does the DLTC work now with all that quantitative easing and all the other unconventional stuff they're doing?
Right. How does pumping all that liquidity into the system with QE mix with those interest rate-driven liquidity shocks in the commodity markets? Someone needs to do more research on that for sure.
Absolutely. And looking at the DLTC in specific commodity markets, that could be really revealing too. Are some commodities just naturally more vulnerable to those liquidity swings? And how does this all play out on the global stage of commodity trade?
So many fascinating questions we still need to answer. But hey, that's what makes this whole area of research so exciting, right?
Yeah, it sure does. This deep dive, it's shown us this crucial new channel of influence, but we still got a lot more exploring to do.
And you know what? That exploration keeps going right now.
Yeah.
So we've been really digging into this whole DLTC thing, right? How those interest rate changes can really stir up the liquidity and end up messing with prices in those commodity markets.
And we saw how it's not always a balanced effect. Those rate hikes, they seem to have a much bigger impact on liquidity than those cuts.
It's not a nice, neat system then, huh? It's like one of those old arcade games, you know? The controls are all wonky and you never really know which way your character's gonna jump.
Uh-huh. That's a good way to put it. And it's that unpredictability that makes this research so important. It's like a heads up for everyone involved saying, hey, pay attention to this liquidity thing.
Okay, so let's get down to brass tacks. What does this mean for investors? In the real world, what should they take away from all this?
Well, the DLTC, it's basically saying they can't just look at the usual supply and demand stuff when they're deciding about commodity investments. They have to factor in how sensitive a commodity is to those interest rate shocks that can mess with liquidity.
So do your research, people. Don't assume every commodity is going to react the same way when the central bank makes a move.
Exactly. And this is especially important for anyone who's into those commodity index funds or ETFs. Those can be really sensitive to any shifts in liquidity, which could make them a lot more volatile when those monetary policies are tightening up.
You got it. Check the liquidity sensitivity before you jump into that commodity ETF. Now, what about the folks who are actually out there producing the stuff? The farmers, the miners, the energy companies, all of them. What's the message for them?
They've got to be extra careful with their hedging strategies, especially when those central banks are on a rate hiking rampage. If liquidity suddenly dries up, it can get a whole lot harder and more expensive to hedge properly using those futures contracts.
So that nice stable price they thought they had locked in, it could just vanish when liquidity goes poof, and suddenly they're exposed to all those crazy price swings. Ouch!
Exactly. They might need to look at other ways to hedge or maybe spread their risk across different contract maturities, you know, just to soften the blow of that liquidity risk.
Sounds like the DLTC just threw a big wrench in their risk management plans.
It definitely adds a new layer of complexity. But if they understand how this thing works, it can help them make better decisions and maybe avoid some painful surprises.
Okay, last but not least, what about the big guys, the central banks, the ones pulling the strings on those interest rates? What should they learn from all of this?
Well, this research, it's a good reminder that monetary policy isn't just about hitting those big overall targets like inflation and unemployment. The things they do can have these ripple effects in specific markets, like those sudden liquidity drops we've been talking about.
It's like they're playing this high-stakes billiards game, trying to sink that inflation ball, but they could be sending other balls scattering all over the place without even realizing it.
I love that analogy. And this DLTC, it gives them a way to actually understand those potential ripple effects, which is super important now that they're navigating this whole new world of tighter monetary policy.
So it's like a call for more careful and thoughtful policymaking. No more playing pool with your eyes closed.
Exactly. The DLTC shows just how important it is to really think about what might happen in specific markets every time they make a decision about those interest rates.
Well, I think it's safe to say this has been a pretty enlightening deep dive. We've uncovered this whole hidden channel, the DLTC, and seen how it can create these waves of liquidity in commodity markets, often with those weird lopsided effects that make predicting what will happen even harder. And while this research focused on a time before things got really wild with quantitative easing and all that, it definitely makes you think about how the DLTC works in today's world.
For sure. it really raises the question of how all that liquidity that gets pumped into the system with QE interacts with those interest rate driven liquidity shocks in the commodity markets. That's something that definitely needs more research. And it would be fascinating to see how the DLTC plays out in specific commodity markets. Are some just naturally more vulnerable to those liquidity swings? And how does this all work on a global scale with commodity trading?
So many questions still out there. But hey, that's what makes all this research so exciting. It's like we're just scratching the surface. We hope this deep dive has given you a new way to look at how monetary policy, liquidity, and those commodity prices are all tangled up together. It's a complex dance, but the more we understand it, the better we'll be able to navigate it. So until next time, keep those brains buzzing and keep exploring.